This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India and South Korea outlined an ambitious roadmap to significantly deepen economic ties, announcing a shared goal to increase the bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. The two countries also signed four MOUs for cooperation in several fields. Both sides exchanged a joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and the framework for India-Korea Digital Bridge. The agreements were signed and exchanged following delegation-level talks between PM Modi and President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi yesterday. In a joint press statement after the talks, PM Modi said bilateral trade between the two countries has reached $27 billion.
भारत और कोरिया का बायलेटरल ट्रेड 27 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है 2030 तक इसे 50 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने आज कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं फाइनेंशियल फ्लोस को सुगम बनाने के लिए भारत कोरिया फाइनेंशियल फोरम की शुरुआत की है बिजनेस सहयोग को बल देने के लिए इंडस्ट्रियल कोऑपरेशन कमेटी का गठन किया है क्रिटिकल टेक्नोलॉजी और सप्लाई चेन में सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए हम इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी डायलॉग शुरू कर रहे हैं
Speaking on the occasion, President of South Korea said India has emerged as a leader in the global South. He said, in the era of uncertainty, both the countries can be the most ideal partners for comprehensive cooperation to promote mutual growth and innovation. India and the United States have begun a fresh round of trade negotiations in Washington, aiming at giving a final shape to the much-awaited trade deal between the two countries. A delegation of Indian officials are taking part in the three-day talks in the U.S. capital, which will continue till Wednesday. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on a three-day visit to Germany beginning today to further strengthen the strategic defense partnership between the two countries. The Defense Ministry said the visit will provide an opportunity to review the ongoing defense cooperation initiatives and identify new avenues for collaboration between the defense industries of both countries. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will address civil servants on the 18th Civil Services Day in New Delhi today. This event will be organized by the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances under the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions. The theme for this year's event is Viksit Bharat, Citizen-Centric Governance and Development at the Last Mile. Top political leaders are giving a final push to sway voters as high-voltage campaign for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting in West Bengal concludes today. Voting in the two states is scheduled to take place on Thursday. Government has approved the export of an additional 25 lakh metric tons of wheat to support farmers and maintain stability in domestic markets. The decision follows a review of production estimates, stock availability and price trends. The Union Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said wheat acreage during the Rabi 2026 season has risen to over 334 lakh hectares compared to over 328 lakh hectares last year. Government has approved the export of an additional... The Delhi High Court Justice Swarna Kanta Sharma has rejected a plea filed by Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal seeking her recusal from hearing matters related to the alleged Delhi excise policy case. Pronouncing the decision, Justice Sharma said that while the easier path would have been to recuse without hearing the application, she chose to decide the issue on the merits in the interest of institutional integrity. Addressing the allegations raised by Mr. Kejriwal, the judge said there was no material to substantiate claims of bias. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Titans by 99 runs in a league stage match in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.